USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
70 million residents in the southern plains through the southeast are on high alert this weekend for possible tornadoes and strong winds. The Storm Prediction Center saying parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi are at high risk for level 3 out of 5 severe weather for Friday night. Southeastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana has a tornado watch in place until 9 o'clock local time. Vice President Harris spending part of her Friday promoting the president's infrastructure plan. Speaking in New Hampshire, the vice president says the American Jobs Plan will be expanding access to broadband internet.
They're now doing the work of laying the broadband that is necessary for families to be able to be productive, just like they needed electricity. Now everybody needs broadband, and let's always remember rural America and make sure we're putting the resources there as well.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A CDC panel says the benefit of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccines outweigh the risks. Members of the panel recommended the U.S. resume the drug's use after reports of a rare type of blood clots in women. The decision could pave the way for regulators to lift the pause on using the single-dose J&J shot as early as this weekend. It looks like a hand count of ballots in Arizona's largest county will go on. The Arizona Democrat Party refusing to post a $1 million bond required to pause the audit while a judge reviewed its legality. The state's Democratic Party sued to stop the Republican-led state Senate from hand-counting all 2 million ballots in Maricopa County. Republicans say the move is to ensure the integrity of the election, while Democrats say it's an attempt to undermine Joe Biden's win in the state. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Friday, the Dow gaining 227 points to close at 3443. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Demonstrators chanting Black Lives Matter and storming the Oklahoma Capitol, forcing the State House of Representatives into lockdown in order to protest several Republican-backed bills, including one that provides legal protections to motorists fleeing riots. More than two dozen protesters filling the gallery on the fifth floor while the Oklahoma House in chamber below was in session. Oklahoma State Representative Kevin West tells Fox News he believes the protesters may be doing more harm than good.
Any time that you're being disruptive, I feel like that hurts your cause. The First Amendment clearly establishes the right of free speech, the right to peaceably assemble, and also grants the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. This actual bill, what it deals with is in riot situations. I went specifically into the existing riot laws that we have on the books and expanded that just a little bit to include if you're unlawfully blocking the road, you can be charged with a misdemeanor that can be jail time and or fine.
Once disruptive, the Oklahoma State Patrol did escort the protesters from the building. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.